When Zach Oberzan was young,
I was about 10 years old.
He received a gift from the cable TV gods.
We got free HBO for a weekend.
And he stayed up late into the night, glued to the TV set. And that is when Zach first met Rambo.
Well, look, John, we can't have you running around out there wasting friendly civilians.
There are no friendly civilians.
Well, I'm your friend, Johnny. I was there with you knee-deep in all that blood and guts. I covered your ass more than once.
They drew first blood, not me.
I was quite moved and taken by the story.
Zach even found the book, First Blood, at the supermarket. It was written by David Morrell 10 years before the movie, but it had been reissued with Sylvester Stallone on the cover.
It's a book that I've read more than any other book. I've probably read it about a dozen times.
And so what was it about this book, this story of a Vietnam vet kicking the butts of small-town cops, that moved Zach so much?
How much detail do you want me to go into?
The answer to that question takes 97 minutes on stage in Zachary Oberzan's one-man show, Rambo Solo.
So anyway, the story starts with this kid, this like 22-year-old kid, not all bulked up on steroids, you know. There's a lot of Hollywoodization that came in when Stallone got his hands on it.
One of the goals for me is to point out to people that this story is not a pulp story. This is not lowbrow. This is not bottom-of-the-barrel culture. Parts of it are funny, but, you know, parts of Hamlet are funny.
Prisoners of war probably don't come out, you know, looking like Stallone, unless, you know, in this particular prison camp, you know, they had a lot of Cybex machines or something.
The show is playing at the Soho Rep in New York, and it's so casual you might suspect that Oberzan was just telling it to a friend, which isn't too far from the truth. The show came about when director Pavel Liska called up Oberzan on the phone one day. Liska was taping the entire conversation, and he casually asked about Rambo.
Pavel asked me to tell him the story. I asked him, how much detail do you want me to go into? He said, just let it rip. And so I gave him the two-hour version.
Co-director Kelly Copper edited the rant. And now every night on stage, Oberzan wears a secret earpiece, and he listens back to that taped phone call.
Yeah, Troutman tells Rambo to turn himself in, but Rambo's defiant. He says, no, I'm not going to turn myself in. He drew first, referring to Diesel, and he drew first blood.
And then Oberzan tells the story back to the audience, word for word, with every pause, every mistake intact.
Troutman tells Rambo to turn himself in, but Rambo's defiant. He's like, no, I'm not going to turn myself in. He drew first, referring to Diesel. He drew first blood.
Now, behind him at this point on stage are three video screens of Oberzan giving this rant in his apartment, almost perfectly synchronized with the performance on the stage.
To actually hear something coming in your ear and repeat it virtually simultaneously is actually quite difficult, especially when you've got three versions of yourself behind you also doing that.
Director Pavel Liska says he wants to show audiences that something as spontaneous as a conversation about Rambo can be turned into formal theater.
There's nothing casual about the performance. So then what we're trying to do is elevate ordinary language into heights that Shakespeare is elevated to, or any Greek play.
Now, this sounds all very brainy and such, but we're not talking about Beckett here. We're talking about Rambo. Is it ridiculous to put this much thought into a character played by Sylvester Stallone?
But what's the difference between Agamemnon and Rambo? In Greek drama, it's a bunch of dudes going to fight other dudes and over women.
And Rambo doesn't even have the distraction of a love interest. Oberzan says it's universal.
I prefer this story to any other, and I'm fairly well-read. I've read all the classics. It's a story that rings very true to me. It's a very well-told story. There's not a shred of irony in it.
Unless, of course, that's part of the irony. The show Rambo Solo plays with your head like that. It runs through mid-April at the Soho Rep Theater in New York. Or if you want the classic tale without all the deconstruction and self-referential synchronization, there's always late-night TV.
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many, don't forget one thing. A good supply of body bags. Sylvester Stallone. This time, he's fighting for his life. First blood.
Yeah. How do you change a channel on this thing?